The Crash Course Live is presented by Smash It Demolition Derby
and the 2016 Bashford Cast.
Demo Derby Masters.
Winter Slam 2016. Ultimate Derby and Blizzard Bash and Capital City Carnage.
Sciopa Racing and SciopaRacing.com.
Reckless Abandon Derby Apparel at RecklessAbandonGear.com. And Derby Inc. Magazine. Live it, breathe it, be it, Derby Inc. This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FingerLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York. And now your host, Chris Marquardt.
I absolutely 100% did not have a Yankees hat on Saturday, Ben.
So, I could have swore that was a Yankees hat
you
had on your head.
No, it was blue. No, it was his hat. It was this one here. Catskill Fan Performance. I was wearing a Yankees hat. Did you have a stroke over there or something? Old age kid, too, wearing a Yankees hat.
Too much Weldon's.
too much something. I don't know. Now you got me all thrown off. Episode number 149.
You want to start over?
Yes, I do. Hang on. Oh, now the video, it's just going to hell in a handbasket already. Jesus Christ.
It's not as bad as when we tried to do the show downstairs once.
Remember that?
That was fun.
That was, really. I thought of a lot of other words to start with F and U to describe that mess.
Fun wasn't one of them?
That wasn't even close.
Nice. Nice.
Not even close. Anthony Jackson is going to be on the show with us in a little while. He and Regent are traveling across Middle America at some point in their travels on their way home. The 30 hours back to Manitoba. Mm-hmm. We're talking to them in the back half. Yeah, it was pretty crazy, wasn't it?
But he got his money's worth for the ride.
He walked home with an Imperial Heat Mad Dog Award, and that's what he wanted to get. So we're going to be talking with him. Josh helped set that up, but Josh isn't here. Josh couldn't make it up. He got his boss was with him at work, and last I knew at 5:30 he was still working, which is really, really uncommon.
I don't know if Josh has ever worked at 5:30 in his life.
No, I don't think so. When he might
maybe a phone call at 5:30.
Yeah, he might have taken a phone call at 5:30. That's true.
Make a sale on the phone.
Todd Height messaged me after the show concluded from Wheel Days, and he said that I was absolutely ruthless to Josh through the course of the show, which I don't know. I thought it was pretty much par for the course.
I was going to say, well, how's that any different?
I didn't think you were that bad, really.
Well, he said I was ruthless to him. We were ruthless to Andy Lee.
Yeah, you guys were punishing him, making fun of him, saying his mom was going to have his dinner plate in the refrigerator when he got home. And
that's awesome.
He quit college so he could live home. Because it was easier.
They were busting his balls.
It was bad.
I mean, really giving it to him.
You know, my favorite part, he specifically asked, he had the foresight where he said, is it possible for you to rig up a headset with the wireless microphone so I can hear what you're talking about when I'm running the camera?
And he could hear
everything. So he could hear everything. So we took full advantage of it.
Beat him senseless.
And he couldn't, there wasn't anything he could do because he was up on the top of this gooseneck. So all he could do was look down on us and turn red.
Just shake his head.
Wow.
It was fun. Ben hung out on the trailer with us but wouldn't get anywhere near a microphone. So there's one.
I listened to the truck.
Can you hear me?
I watched the truck, the truck heat, and I could hear Ben's voice in the background a little bit. I believe it was on Josh's cordless, but yeah. It was the truck heat was all I got to see. I had some stuff going on and I was sort of busy, but I was told in the truck he was going on. I watched that and Jeremy Gulley with a hell of a run. Mm-hmm. That was very impressive. I thought that heat was awesome.
Dan's pretty bummed out. He spent all that time changing a bumper just to spit the drive shaft in the first 2 minutes.
Oh, I wondered what happened. I didn't see him, but I wondered what happened. Mm-hmm. That sucks. Yeah, hopefully I'm going to get to watch some of it this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, enjoy it.
You ought to throw some AC/DC or something on in the
back. Yeah, I've been reading about that on Facebook. That's
It's Florida Georgia Line. Wasn't it Florida Georgia Line that got
him? Are we getting sued by Florida Georgia Line?
Not us. No.
Good.
Not us.
G Tweedy.
No, okay.
No. I'm going to tell you exactly who it is. I Like the Sound of That by Rascal Flatts on behalf of Big Machine Records, LLC. UMG is their claimant. WMG is the other claimant. Luke Bryan for the song Move on behalf of Capital City, Capital Records, Nashville. That's another UMG claimant. And then Wanna Be That Song by Brett Eldridge on behalf of Atlantic Nashville. Big Machine Records and Atlantic Nashville muting every bit of the track in all countries on the planet, and Capital Nashville has monetized the Luke Bryan song. So,
what does monetize mean? Because I'm not that smart.
It means that he owns it, and we didn't have rights to use it. So those three people are very upset. Now, we've actually identified the timestamps, but YouTube, in their infinite copyright policy, has elected to mute all 8 hours of the video instead of just the instance of roughly 9 minutes.
Terrific.
That was the issue, which I think was awesome because we didn't even play it. So it was in the background. So
long story short, when somebody gets told not to play music while we're doing a thing, they should probably listen to it.
Please.
That's the second time that's happened.
Yep. The first one was the national anthem. Yeah. And it was copyright claimed by some guy in Mexico, which I don't know how that works.
It's a cartel.
I'm not going to pretend to understand it. I'm not going to try to
explain. Could be the cartels.
But our adventure at Wheel Days was no. I was telling Ben about it. There wasn't one thing that went right on the back end of that. Between the time of 12:30 and 3:30, we had as much go wrong technically as possible. And then we started the show and proceeded to watch even more dominoes fall in order, one after another. And ultimately, it was so bad to the point when I went to get the backup camera was in the flood in Dunkirk, and we don't have it. It was sitting at home, so it didn't work. So then we started pulling cables and stuff, and we got that straight. All the defaults reset when the XSplit update was done. So that was problematic. We lost.
We'll see if he tells you. I'll fill you in at the end. If you
tell me. I'm just going to step right out now. Go.
The floor is yours. It's all from one simple thing.
I don't know.
What's that?
I wouldn't know.
Unplugging an extension cord.
Mm-hmm. Ouch. Wasn't my fault.
Yep. Nope.
There was some track maintenance being done, and a big excavator load full of dirt was dumped on our extension cord, which unhooked direct power to everything, which shut off the soundboard, it shut off the camera, it power surged the HDMI box, it shorted out a series of wires, and
caused everything to reboot.
We'll talk about this off the air.
Yeah.
It was about, if Dunkirk wasn't enough, what wasn't done in by Dunkirk was finished off today. I've started shopping on eBay, and it's not fun. The days of free are becoming very close to over, because I can't keep grenading.
Well, I think we've all told you that before, buddy.
I can't.
I think we've all told you that, bud.
But here's the debate. Here's the debate back and forth. Is you know, with the issues that we had, if somebody had paid for it, now we've got the issue with trying to conduct the refund part of it and expediting that process, because I don't have the liquidity to just turn around and issue the refunds and wait for the money to shift around to balance itself out, because it could be 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But that was the two converter boxes, they're $300 a piece. The cable setups, that's, you know, $30 to $50 by the time we're done with that. It's just, it's a pain. It's a pain in the neck. And then on top of all that, we have the defaults, so there's no local recording because everything had to be updated on the hotspot. I didn't even think about going in and checking the defaults, because we haven't had to change the defaults in a year and a half. We basically remember Brookville when we had the problem and
at goal time.
I got it all up on its feet. It was exactly that all over again. It was every bit of that. And the only thing that I just didn't. It's my fault. I mean, it's my own fault. I didn't go in and check.
No, I wouldn't say it's your own fault.
I didn't go in and check.
Whoever blew stuff up was that. We would start with fault there.
It was
whoever plugged the extension cords at fault.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I'll put them right on the spot.
So it was.
Overall, good derby, though. I've seen some pretty awesome. Smashed stuff.
172 cars. It's the best derby that you get to listen to, like, through...
silent film.
Yeah. Yes, that's a great reference. Through silent film.
More of a Hardy film, you know?
I see there's a lot of people were very, very happy on Facebook that it was up. I saw on YouTube, I saw a lot of comments that people were happy you guys were doing it. So that was cool. It's always cool to see.
A scary rollover in front of us.
And I tell you what, Bernard Huxley jumped right up in the thick of it for hit of the year with that, because he full tracked somebody in a compact and he hit him on the side and rolled it over.
Drove him right into the concrete block, and luckily it drove him driver's side towards the block, because when it rolled, the passenger side roof hit the corner of the block and flattened it.
Okay, so it gets better, right?
Oh, yeah.
It gets better. Eric Hale was driving the car that got rolled over. With the way that the roof came down, it hit his helmet, and it pushed him kind of out the window. When he pulled out onto the track, he cut his shoulder harness. He's a big dude. If his shoulder harness was on, he wouldn't have been able to move. It would have locked in the rollover, and it probably would have put his ear right over on his shoulder.
Ooh.
Now, thankfully, he wasn't hurt. What compounded it even more was his brother was on the air with us when it happened. Ryan Hale was sitting with us when it happened, and he bolted. He goes, I got to go. And he went down to check on him, justifiably so.
Absolutely.
But his brother was there talking about the Derby and just building everything up, and then all of a sudden this happens, and it was right in front of us. It was cool. We're getting off base here. I got to get Johnny on the phone. We're a few minutes late to catch up with Johnny because this weekend is Halloween Havoc already.
Halloween Havoc.
I mean, we're right on top of that thing, and I guess they're coming up on having 80 cars pre-registered.
That's awesome.
Let's clarify again for anybody who doesn't know what this show's all about. It's not a run what you brung show much as it's bring what you've got and we'll find some place for you to run.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be fun. They're doing a bunch of fundraisers. I mean, the whole show, as always, is being done as a fundraiser for cancer research, and they do a lot with Mascot Miracles. So it's all gonna be going to a good cause, that's for sure.
Awesome.
And the mascots will be able to run around now and not get had heat stroke like they did in May.
Yeah, I think it'll be a little cooler out there. Sun goes down. You guys might be putting
they on. They had snow in the mountains. They had snow in the mountains over the weekend.
They had snow Scott in the mountains Brown. When we were in May.
No, but I guess like not the tops of the mountains, yeah, like down in the bottom of the mountains. Which is
say that was like the surface of the sun.
Now, which
in May.
Do you know which arena this one's in?
Golden Spike.
Same one.
Spike, cool. Golden Spike. Yeah. Very cool.
They Johnny's got an old ambulance. They loads the mascots. He was telling me when we were out there before, loads the mascots in and fills it up full of goodies and stuff, and they throw stuff out. And
that's cool.
Any vehicles that he doesn't have?
Huh?
Any vehicles come to mind that he doesn't have?
Suicide door.
Yeah, that's the one that's missing.
Yeah, I told him next year, last week, I said, I won't be able to make it out this weekend. I said, I got football. So we come back in May. I said, my name is on the top of the list.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to going back out there again.
That works. And there's Johnny right there. Johnny, man, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me back for one last time.
Once we got to set the stage and push this thing through. 80 cars so far, and you imagine you're going to have a couple surprise drive-ups, right?
Yeah, I think we'll probably get 10 to 15 more on the day of. We're real excited about it. A few more tow trucks I think I'm going to need, though. Emptying that arena is going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
That it sounds like everything's coming together pretty well. Mascots are all decked out and ready to go.
Yeah, mascots for the Mascot Miracles, raising money for the kids with terminal diseases and cancer, and that brings Mount Sweat to mind. So we hope to raise a lot of money for those guys and put that towards the cancer research and towards the kids. And that's what Halloween Havoc's been about for about the last 6 years is cancer awareness. So.
Is at this point, is there any seats left for purchase? I saw that you could get tickets at a couple of the Burger Kings and stuff along those lines. Are any tickets left?
Yeah, the discount ticket outlets are running out fast. There'll still be most of the anything that's left over will be available at the gate on Saturday. We usually turn away about 1,000 people at this show, so if you're in the area and you're listening, you better get them quick.
Have you ever,
a beautiful weekend. It's going to be a great way to finish up and wrap up the whole season.
With the size of those grounds, you could just set up some chairs on the perimeter and just get one of those big screens up in the air and let them watch.
We wish they'd add another 5,000 seats to it. That's what they really need.
An upper bowl, yes. Yeah. They need an upper bowl.
Well, it's not – you was telling me before when we were out there, it's not done. It's actually – they had plans of doing the upper on it. They just never finished it.
But like Phoenix, you got to put some chairs on the seats and sit up there and watch.
Like what?
Phoenix, where they race NASCAR.
Oh.
How the guys go up and sit on the hill with the...
You're right. Go sit down. Quit pushing the microphone in my damn face.
Hold on. If there's going to be a fight, let's get the camera over there.
It definitely wouldn't be a fight. He would turn me inside out like that. Just want everybody to be able to hear Ben.
You guys are all packed and ready to head out Friday?
Yeah, I think everything's in pretty good shape right now. We're gonna be bringing two bags of stuff this time, and instead of trying to cram it all into one, that way we don't have to run to Best Buy.
Yeah.
And I'm bringing some extra cameras just in case something happens to the cattle fence that we've got a camera mounted to and it breaks, we'll have another one ready to go.
And I'm bringing Fix-A-Flat.
Yeah. Yeah. And Ben's bringing Fix-A-Flat, which as far as I know, is not allowed in a carry-on bag, but if you stow it, it's fine.
Yeah.
No worries.
Put it with Chris's mechanical stuff. They go through that anyways.
Yeah, they're going to check it. Fine-tooth comb. Make sure there's nothing major in that either.
Every time.
Yeah, we get all these love notes from TSA.
Yeah.
TSA said that I'm on like 3 or 4 different travel lists now. It's like,
that's awesome.
Just cross reference. You'll be able to find my name.
Absolutely.
It shouldn't be that hard. Yeah, I like Southwest though. They let you bring a bag on and we can pack those things really full of stuff.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, no doubt.
It's still a long ass flight, trust me.
That's all right. Chicago. I love Chicago. There's nothing better than trying to run through Chicago when your next flight's leaving in 8 minutes.
We've done every time we fly, we do that.
Inevitably, it's always from gate A to gate.
Yeah,
usually gate A to gate F.
Yep. Every time we go through Chicago, that's what we're doing. We're sprinting. Well, lumbering, I guess you'd call what I do, but everybody else is sprinting.
Chris, I left my ID at the checkpoint that one time.
That was in Texas.
That was in Texas.
Was it?
Yeah, that was last year coming from Blizzard Bash, where we went from Kansas City to Houston to Chicago back to home. You thought you left it. Yeah, that was bad. Mm-hmm. We were drawing straws to see who was staying with you because two of us were going home. Sorry, buddy.
At this point, who cares? Just, mm-hmm. I got my photo ID from school.
We love you and everything, but two of us were going home. We were tired.
Somebody pick up the bags. Just make sure we get there. Somebody pick up the bags.
No problem.
Yeah, so, that's Gumby's job. That's all I have him do.
How is Gumby anyway?
Running around like a chicken with his head cut off as usual.
Yeah.
We should be having pretty easy for inspection day.
I give him very little to do until the day of.
That's brutal.
So, Johnny, are you saying that Gumby's not the calm, under control guy of Stern Dirt?
He's too calm. That's the problem. I'm the classic one going nuts, trying to get everything and ducks in a row and everything. And he's like, "It is what it is. It'll be what it'll be."
We've got one of those guys.
You want to see him? You want to see him come unglued? Just go out there and drive Miss Daisy on the track.
Oh, that Gumby gets fired up.
Oh, he gets fired up. Gumby gets fired up when you go out there and lollygag.
That's awesome.
He didn't even bat an eye when Ben said, "I need a tire and a rim for a 2009 Impala."
Just said, "Here
he said you could hook me up." He said you could hook me up.
I think I got
That's
one.
Awesome. That's awesome.
So what's the? We talked a little bit about this. How have we determined how we're going to pick the heavy hitter yet at Halloween Havoc?
Well, the way Halloween Havoc is set up, there's one in every heat. So with our new little system, we're going to give it a test for our Big Bay Mania show next year. And we'll have the crowd be picking one at every heat's going to have one. I mean, we've got 12 heats to get through in 4 hours.
Wow. It's going to be busy.
Yeah.
You're going to need more tow-off vehicles.
We had them bust all the gates down on that south side of the arena opposite you so we can do a two-lane exit and entrance. Mm-hmm.
That'd work. If you want to open up the gate next to us, it's fine. I mean, Sam Williams tried to open up the gate for you back in May, so it's certainly reasonable to assume that you could do that if you wanted to.
That's awesome.
Got those girls driving first, so we got that passenger heat's going to be number one, so we'll try and keep them from off the wall. Then we'll roll into our light, medium, heavy outlaw classes, outlaw, then mini cars, grudge, trucks, main one, main two. So we've got a lot going on in 4 hours.
In terms of the mini cars, we missed this last week. How are the mini cars built compared to what we might have seen other places? We've seen some pretty heavy mini cars at places like the Bash for Cash.
No.
And we've seen some stuff that's ultra stock.
a lot of mini cars out here. Pretty much, they're almost down to a chain and bang out here because they're not. Our general rule is 105-inch wheelbase, 6-cylinder or less, no pacers. That's really what we stick to, and we say just keep it simple, stupid, because that's all they need to be.
Without knowing offhand what the wheelbase is on a Camaro, could you run a Camaro out there? No, if it had a 6?
I think they're pushing, I think they're 106 to 107 is when you start getting big bodies. Yeah, we had to move up to 105. We used to be 104, but those cars are gone now.
Right.
Hard to find.
What are those, like Chevettes and Omnis?
Smaller stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
It's all small wheelbase.
I saw it.
I know the guys back east would probably cut a wagon in half and make it a 104-inch wheelbase.
Oh, yeah, sure. Just
run it.
Yeah, yeah. We've heard of guys
who may have the technology to do that. Yeah.
Section one.
So today, I was talking to one of the people that I work with, and she told me that she loves station wagons. Loves station wagons. For $2,000 on Craigslist in Rochester, she found a 1975 Pontiac wagon. Or excuse me, Oldsmobile wagon. And she was going to own it. She's going to own this. And I said, you're not going to get that. Yeah, I'm going to get it. We're gonna go this weekend and buy it. She goes to Craigslist. Can't even find the ad now.
I
explained to her that right now the windows are being kicked out of that to be a derby car as you speak.
Absolutely.
She's completely heartbroken.
Absolutely. Yeah, you don't find wagons like that in New York very often. When they do, the guys that there's guys that are pretty religious looking at Craigslist.
Well, yeah. You know, the other thing is, like, they could have been a rot box.
Oh, yeah.
But just for somebody to say, I have a round back wagon, they're gonna go run it. And some guys are going to say they wasted it. Some guys are going to say, once you get a clean one and take those two and put it together, you'll have a good one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it depends on what we're
shaking. Don't buy a clean one.
No, you always.
So you're saying I should load the 20 I have left over and bring them back east?
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Definitely.
No, I don't think you should do that. I think we'll talk about that more off the air.
I'm looking forward.
So we can sell them.
I'm looking forward to coming out and seeing Johnny's stash. I seen the little bit that they let show on TV. I saw that, but I got a feeling that stash is probably a lot bigger out there. So I'm looking forward to seeing that next spring when I come out.
We'll take you there. It's gone down quite a bit. We used to have 100 cars out there, and just decided we're not going to rent them all, so we started selling a bunch off. But we still got about 20 round backs and 20 deuces left.
That's not a bad selection.
Well, Todd and Steve will be calling you probably.
I was going to say, Sciopas will be in touch.
Yeah, that's those phone calls are going to start soon.
Yeah, right up
the
alley.
The deuces are high equity anymore.
Oh, we get them all the time, and they call Gumby for the Buicks, and he says, you got to call Johnny, and they call me for the wagon, and he says, you better call Gumby.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah, whittled it down some. Yeah, there's only 20.
Yeah, only 20 of each. Left. That's impressive.
That's still 40 cars, and we haven't talked about what else is out there.
Yeah.
I want a 63 Mercury.
What's that?
I want a 63 Mercury.
The bad part is we got me.
Yeah,
the bad part is we keep selling them, but we keep building and driving, you know, 6-7 a year, and we never go to the yard and get any.
Nice.
You don't rotate the stock, huh?
No.
That's terrific.
It's not like the garage.
Yeah, we don't even rotate the stock.
Yeah, there's
no. Gumby called me the other day. Says I got a 75 limited for you. I got it for $200. I'm like, all right, I'll be down to pick it up next week.
$200.
Wow.
Yeah.
We paid that 25 years ago.
Poof.
For junk.
I will say once, I got a Buick Electra 225. I think it was a 72 or 73. And I think I paid $75 for it.
Yeah.
And then I drove it forward all night long.
Because
that's what I do. I'm not into backing up. But that was a good car. That was my first Best of Show at Waterloo.
I don't think we're going to be seeing much backing up on Saturday.
No.
No.
Not a lot of backing up in Utah.
No.
We're gonna be coming to you trackside again. Same rig as what we used at May Mania. Seemed like that worked pretty well. Gonna be pretty much the same setup as that. Hopefully all the mail comes this week and the stuff that we need to have as backups. The just in case stuff is what I'm waiting on in the mail, but we should be fine.
Well, at least hopefully. I don't know if you saw my pictures from last week. Last week the arena was 15 inches of mud and water, and that was not a fun arena.
Yeah, I saw that. That was crazy.
Yeah, We're not expecting any weather this weekend, right?
Snow.
No.
Just snow.
Knock on wood. Just knock snow. On wood. When you fly in, though, you're going to see the snow. We got snow at 7,000 feet.
That's fine. We're not derbying at 7,000 feet.
Your backdrop's going to be beautiful.
That's awesome.
It'll be 70 degrees during the day.
And 7 at night.
It'll be 7 degrees at night.
Sorry, you'll be eating gluten-free barbecue of some sort.
Actually, I was going to talk to you about that. I talked to Jesse about the ribs, and he says everything he's cooking is gluten-free, yep. So you'll be able to eat a lot.
We just got to keep the bread gloves away from it, and we'll be good. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to embarrass myself on barbecue.
I'm here to tell you, Chris can, when it's gluten-free, Chris can eat like a champ.
Mm-hmm. Because I only get to eat 3 times a month. With a stretch like this, I'm just, somebody please, throw me something that dropped on the ground.
That's awesome. You guys are never going to
be. It's going to be a great show out there. Time. Yes, it will be, though. I'm excited that, you know, Winter Slam, we got frostbite, and we were out there. In May, we got heat stroke. This will be the first time that I've been able to safely get heat stroke and frostbite in the same day at the same derby, which is, I haven't done that before.
That's awesome.
Ben's not entertained by this at all.
What's that?
The thought that you have to pack coveralls and shorts to the same derby.
I was trying to figure out, should I bring him a heater or not?
No.
No.
No, maybe. No.
No, you got hay bales. We'll just set one on fire.
That's why we don't let Ben make production decisions. But we got.
Well, for those that didn't join us in May, I think they'll be in for a real treat.
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh yeah, online, and we got the great feed coming in again. So, didn't you have to slow down the feed last time?
I did. I backed it down. I backed our stuff down a little bit because it was able to stream so fast that it was
jumping.
Almost, yeah. It's almost like we had set it to stream too fast for the computer. Mm-hmm. We couldn't keep up. And the computer, I mean, the computer's designed for gaming and streaming and stuff. That's how good the connection was there.
That's awesome.
So everything as far as I'm concerned, I'm very optimistic with everything going on.
I watched the show when you guys were out there in Maine. It was awesome. Everything went so smooth.
And what'd you think?
It was incredible. I've seen one Utah Derby live and I'm hooked, and it was a great show top to bottom. It's, you know, I'm definitely My youngest is going to be Saturday will be, or oldest, I'm sorry, will be his first day of bow hunting. So we're going to bow until dark, and then we're going to come in and watch the Derby from Utah. Then we got a game. We got a game first, and then bow hunting, and then Utah Derby. So Saturday is going to be full.
Now all you got to do is fill the tag out, and it'll be a great day.
Absolutely. I would be so happy. I would cry like a baby. If he shot a deer with his first day of bow hunting, I would absolutely cry like a baby. I'd be so happy. That would be the ultimate right there, without a doubt.
Now what you should be doing is the hunt starts this Wednesday out here, so next year you need to come out to May Manny and do some Utah hunting.
Hey, I'm always open for that. But you ain't got to tell me twice.
Havoc next year. Havoc next year. Come out a little early. Do the deer hunt.
Done. Absolutely.
This week, I believe.
Right. Speechless. Yep.
Absolutely. Done. Maybe I'll be jumping or forgetting May Mania. And go, October will still be football season. Yeah.
Kind of plan around it.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
Ryan's first deer was one of the smallest deer that I've ever seen, but he was raving about how tender it was, and that's the reason why he's not allowed back at the petting zoo in Marineland.
It's not my fault. They didn't say you couldn't take him home and cook him.
you're all whitetail back there, right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's probably muleys out there, right?
Get you a big muley out here.
That's one of my best friends and his grandfather went out. I can't remember where they went, but they maybe... It might have been Utah, but they went out there on a hunt, and they both shot beautiful, beautiful muleys. So they're definitely nice deer. See if Chris can work that into our schedule.
Working on it right now. I'm programming the calendar for next year.
Programming it in for next year.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that.
All you got to do is leave on Monday.
There you go. Leave on Monday. Well, I might not have a Saturday game. We'll just have to fly back after the Derby Saturday night so I can make it back Sunday. Chris, take care of that, will you?
I'm on it right now. Remember that one time that we tried to fly back and it turned out the airport was closed?
Yeah.
We tried to get checked in early.
We did. That's when we slept in the airport. Well, I wouldn't really call it sleeping.
No.
But that was drive.
No. 30 what? Hours. I'm
Why
good.
Do you keep saying that?
Because he wants to haul like, something
there's
back.
Like a, there's like a 63 suicide out there.
Just waiting for you to pick it up? It's just waiting for you to pick it up.
Yeah, it's under
literally
the rainbow.
Sitting there.
Yeah.
It's sitting under the rainbow?
Yeah, it's sitting under gold? The rainbow over there.
No.
It's a pot of gold. Except
you really want to drive. It's 40 hours. It is a week's worth of work driving out there.
Don't give a shit.
Okay.
Right. 40 hours, 40 hours.
Piece right. of cake.
It's...
Piece That's four 10-hour days of driving to get out there.
Four 10-hour days.
And four 10-hour days to come back. That's 8 days to haul derby car home, round trip.
Klinger did it in to go to Colorado.
Oh, goodness.
I know that. I have absolutely nothing to fall back on. Klinger did it, and if we did it, we'd be so much cooler if we did, right?
we've drove to Missouri.
We've driven to Missouri. We've driven to Kansas.
City.
We've driven to Kentucky. We've driven to Topeka. We haven't driven to Minnesota yet, thank God.
Yeah.
No, I was only 4.5 hours from there. I drove to Des Moines, Iowa. It's not that bad of a drive.
Well, you need to drive out here. I think what you should do is get an empty trailer.
See?
Tell me to build you a car.
Wait a minute.
Out for a week, go hunting, drive the car at Havoc, take home a fresh deuce or wagon, with the deer on the hood.
There you go.
What better way could you travel at?
It's the best way to do it.
Yeah, but you're using the logic of a derby driver right now. and I'm using the logic of somebody who has to be back for school Monday.
Yeah, I got to agree. I would love that idea, but
I think it's a great idea.
I'd fly out, shoot a muley, maybe pick out a car. Ben can drive it back on the two-car wedge. I'm all right with that.
And he's using the logic of Josh Decker. Fly in with my helmet like Cole Trickle and get out.
I even bring my helmet. I'll borrow a rifle out there, shoot a deer. They would probably frown on me trying to bring a rifle on an airplane.
They would. I can tell you right now, they would. They frown on it.
We got enough out here. You don't need one.
Okay. They got Tanninite out there.
what do you need Tanninite for?
Haven't you seen the videos on YouTube?
You hunt with Tanninite?
It depends what species.
Feral hogs.
Okay. I'm just thinking
you
that
can
if
take
you
take out like 30 of them at once.
You guys are.
Remember last year we went to Minnesota.
Let's come back to the whole frowning on. They frown on us bringing cables and cables and cables stuffed in boxes. If you bring a rifle, they don't frown on that. The frowning is way, way back here, close to the line that you cross. You're way beyond any of that frowning.
That's right
stuff.
Into trouble, huh?
Yeah, that's.
Well, remember when we went to Winter Slam last year, and I had my hunting boots because it was going to be cold out there, and they had blood on them. And as they're coming through, I said to Chris, they're probably not going to like the blood on these boots. And he goes, what? I said, they're my hunting boots.
And then when I got my hand swabbed.
That's when you got your hand swabbed.
Yeah. Your hand was swabbed.
I go to the guy, it's a good thing I didn't reload any shotgun shells this morning. Yeah,
he got swabbed, and they didn't like the blood on my boots. They were all
now,
looking
at
me funny.
Mind you, Brian isn't saying anything about deer blood. He's just saying blood. And everybody in line at the airport in this little checkpoint immediately defaults to not Brian's a hunting guy, to Brian's a serial killer on the run.
They're camouflage boots. It's not my fault they're all city folk and aren't smart enough to figure it.
And if you would have kept your mouth shut about the blood on the camouflage boots, no one would have seen it.
Oh, no, they were already looking at it funny. I don't know if you noticed or not, but they were looking at it pretty funny.
You should have just tried
to
show them your badge again. That worked out great.
Well, the guy said, what's in your pocket? And I said, my shield.
Do you need
shield?
To see my shield?
What? That's what it was. And he thought it was, like, he thought I had a pistol in my back pocket. It was my shield. What?
He thought it was a real badge.
From the guy that looks at people in a line at an airport, his opinion doesn't matter to me a whole lot. I'm sorry, we've digressed.
Yeah,
Congratulations on the Bills opening up a can of whoop ass this weekend.
We digress.
We digress.
Yeah.
Congratulations on the Bills.
All right, guys. So we got $22,000 in prize money going up this Saturday.
Yep.
We hope everyone enjoys the show. Start time is 6 p.m. Utah time.
So it's 8 o'clock out here.
Perfect. Just drive
8 o'clock out there.
Yep. Yeah. We'll be able to get all that stuff straight for everybody. We're going to make some show posts and stuff, and everybody will be able to find the link, and we'll be good to go. It's going to be awesome.
We want everyone to participate in the Mad Dog voting.
Yep.
Heavy hitter voting.
We're gonna have all that stuff set up
for
the course of the day.
And then, of course, we're going to ask and talk about this is to raise money for charity. So anyone that wants to chip in $1 to $5 or more, feel free to do that. And Chris will keep you all posted on that and tell you how to do that.
What we're gonna do is during the show, we've got the donation link on. Cool. On the store. We did this before with Gully a couple other times. We've done this. That's active all the time. Mm-hmm. So anything that comes in Saturday while we're out there, that's going to be transferred into donations that are going to go to cancer research.
Cool.
And then Stern Dirt's going to help with that because I don't know the place that it's got to get to. So that'll all come into our PayPal account. We'll make one fell swoop to Stern Dirt, and then they're going to be making a donation to cancer research, which cool. will be awesome. I mean, they got so many people that they work with out there, and we're gonna use the it's just basically one quick click, you know.
Good.
Just get a couple clicks and it's done. We'll get the links up for that stuff. That's right on shop.smashedempire.com. We'll do that for the duration of Saturday while we're out there, so that'll be kind of neat. And
absolutely.
And we're talking about doing a pre-show from down in the Midway where they're doing all the barbecue stuff. Then we're going to do a partial tear down, relocate, get everything set up there for the Derby itself and go from there. And then I think we're talking about tearing everything down again for a partial and going back out where the barbecue party is and going live again out there so everybody can kind of see what the after party atmosphere and stuff's like.
Cool.
And that'll be fun. And then the fans get involved with the voting too. So we'll have, again, this is all links that have to be set up and finalized. But yeah. Right now all the tests and stuff have shown that they're working functionally, so we should be good.
Got your tech.
It's
going to
be a first time doing a lot of this stuff, so be patient with us.
Yep. A lot of trial runs because May Mania is going to be awesome.
Party thing, so.
Yeah, you got your tech guy working on that, Chris?
He's on it.
Good. Good to hear.
Was on it.
And then hopefully I'll have all my information down from you so you can start announcing the May Mania Team Derby during Havoc, and we'll open up registration for that here shortly.
Looking forward to it.
Cool.
It's going to be fun. I'm anxious to get back out there. The snow-capped mountains, the view that we had last time,
oh, yeah.
It's going to be
yeah.
awesome.
Better than that.
There was nothing. Everything was beautiful in Utah.
Well, I'm actually glad you're catching a later flight on Sunday so you can actually relax a little on Sunday morning.
We'll do that. We'll make full use of it.
Absolutely.
Well, Johnny, again, man, appreciate it. Looking
you
forward.
You need to build up that leave time at school there so you can stay for another day or three.
All right.
After December 31st, January 1st, I got 4 weeks and 2 days. So
nice.
And after January 1st, I have whatever's left of my three going into the school year.
Okay. I got two more years. Want me to really make you sick? I got two more years and I get 5 weeks.
I'll make y'all really sick. I work for myself and I don't get shit.
Well, I've been two more years. I've been at my job for 25 years, so that's at least
that's
I'm getting something
time.
Out of it.
Yes, and you're still working there,
and I'm not blind yet.
Yes, yep, and you're still working there. I thought that was the small miracle after your back problems. There, mm-hmm. It's good that you're still there and
driving
still,
derby cars.
Yes, mm-hmm. that's all coming around again too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Getting closer,
Johnny. Again, appreciate everything. We're looking forward to seeing you on Saturday. Be safe with all the planning. And
Friday.
Friday, sometime early morning.
Hopefully we have everything done and caught up so we can have a nice dinner Friday night and so we can starve on Saturday until the party.
Sounds good to me.
As usual.
Cool. Sounds like a great plan.
Yeah, as long as Bryce ain't flying in for this one, is he?
All right, guys. Take care. Go Bills.
For sure. Go Bills.
See you,
Johnny. We didn't even touch on that one. So we'll wait to see what happens after the Patriots.
There you go. Yeah.
We were there for that Bills game. That was awesome. It was a good one. Alan loved it.
I know. I saw that. Dalton was a little jealous.
Yes.
Not going to lie.
Well, we enjoyed it, man. We'll catch you soon.
Okay. Talk to you a bit.
See you later, Johnny. There goes Johnny Gullo, Stern Dirt, and Halloween Havoc coming up on Saturday. We're going to run through a couple quick hits here, and we will be right back with we got to get Regent on the phone, and I have lost his number, and I got to get close to being able to find it before we start that ad. Otherwise, 30 seconds won't be nearly enough.
Lakeland Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You can get the best deals of the year on all of our Ram trucks in inventory.
You're paid for me on that, right?
Customer at Lakeland Hills, we're offering you an additional $250 customer loyalty rebate. And if you live in northern Utah, we have an additional $250 great neighbor rebate, too. So during truck month, we have a new 2016 Ram 1500 SLT Crew Cab. And after dealership discounts, customer cash, and truck month rebate, it's yours for only $39,115. We're going to take advantage of these savings during truck month at Lakeland Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
30 seconds wasn't nearly enough. Coming up soon is Chaos in the Valley. Looking forward to getting down there for that one on the 24th of October. Shenandoah County Fairgrounds in Woodstock, Virginia. 5 o'clock start time down there. It's the incredibly hard-hitting show. It's a benefit for Tom's Brook Volunteer Fire Department. Heat and feature format with full-size weld and compacts. We're going to be doing that with JPG Towing, Jason Shipe, Penny Shipe. If you have questions about the logistics of it, 540-335-7510. That's 540-335-7510. Ultimate Derby. Big news from those guys. Tied to Ultimate Derby, Leon Rumsey picked up a win over the weekend with no steering. Did a nice job with that. Todd Height has made it back home after he's had a couple more emergency surgeries. So well wishes to Todd. And hopefully he gets better real soon. Blizzard Bash announcing this weekend. Capital City Carnage registration is opening October 1st to anyone who ran Capital City Carnage in 2016. 10,000 to win limited weld class. Here's the payout back through 10th. Buckle up for this one. 9,000 for 2nd, 8,000 for 3rd, 7,000 for 4th. You can guess where this is going. 6,000 for 5th, 5,000 for 6th, 4,000 for 4th, 3,000 for 8th, 2,000 for 9th, and $1,000 for 10th. It's a $5,000 Mad Dog Award. It's only $200 to enter the limited weld division, and it's a 100-car limit. You can email Candace for details at ultimatederby.com. It's ultimatederby.com. Of course, Blizzard Bash, that's coming up right around the corner, November 10th to 13th, 2016, blizzardbash.com. Yes, Brian, raising your hand.
That's overall a slightly larger payout than last year, correct?
Yeah, do some quick math on that one.
Yeah, I just did. I just added the first three, and I'm like, holy cow, we're that is awesome.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Not too bad. Fall cleanup at Madison County in London, Ohio. 6 o'clock start time for Smash It Demolition Derbies. That's coming up on Saturday, the first big weekend. When you look at Saturday, with they got the Smash It Derby has their cleanup show. Registration for Capital City Carnage opens if you ran last year. And then we've got Halloween Havoc on top of that from the Golden Spike Arena. Smash It Demolition Derbies, www.smashitderby.com. Two shows left for Smash It, and their season's done. Fall cleanup show at Madison County in London, Ohio, 6 o'clock start on Saturday. And then the third is the Coshocton County Fair, Coshocton, Ohio, 7 o'clock start, leaf class, mini class, youth class, and Power Wheels. And the first of our doubleheader weekend a week from Saturday is the Hogwild Fall Brawl from Stoneboro Fairgrounds in Stoneboro, Pennsylvania. 4 o'clock start down there, Pro Limiteds, Wire Class, Superstocks, Compacts, Youth Class, Trucks, Power Wheels, RC Derby, 3 raffle cars. It supports 3 awesome charities: Matheson College Fund, the Fisher House Foundation, and the Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh. Show and Shine, held in conjunction with it, has imports, rat rods, diesels, trucks, cars, you name it, there's something there. And then the Barbecue Fest, plus live music, adult admission, gets you on the grounds for $11. Kids under 12 are only 6. I mean, you can't go wrong with any of that.
Absolutely.
And that's an awesome show that will lead us into the, and I just blanked on it, darn it, the San Filippo Smash Show.
Yep.
Jeremy Gulley's putting on at the Otsego County Fairgrounds in Morris. And that is Run What You Brung. They're already up over, I think Josh told me that there's somewhere around 70 cars now.
And over 70 awesome. Pre-registered already. And,
that is awesome.
A lot of the guys that ran at Wheel Day said that they built fresh cars with the intention of running that one and then going to the fall show, which is great news. I mean, it's a great turn for those guys. So it wasn't a matter of not having Regent's phone number. It was a matter of finding it in my thing and juggling a 30-second ad, which I did not effectively do very well. Time management skills are lacking.
That's you think this is your first day on the show.
It is. 150 next week.
150. Can you believe it?
And I'm kind of thinking maybe Monday we might not have one. We might go later in the week or something.
Oh, yeah, because they come home from Utah.
Because of travel in Utah and everything. So.
Absolutely.
I don't know how it's going to work out, but we got to get him on the phone at some point to
I think they're definitely utilizing the fix-it plate deal.
That's awesome.
You guys
think so?
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, I got that. I talked to 3 or 4 different guys. You're like, car's bending here. It's starting to flex here. What do you think about doing this and that? And I said, use your fix-it plates. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Now, are they getting fix-it plates from Jeremy, or are they making their own?
There's a size.
All size?
Yeah.
That's cool. I hadn't heard about that.
Hey, guys, it's Chris. Going to monkey around and make a bunch of fix-it plates up, but then you got to, if guys want them, then you got to give them to them.
Yeah, get them to them, yeah.
All right, great.
So we got the fix-it plates. Everybody paying close attention to those, are they?
Absolutely.
No, yeah.
Did you know that the car doesn't necessarily have to bend before we put a fix-it plate on it?
Mm-hmm.
What an amazing concept.
Crazy, huh?
Who knew?
Crazy.
Who knew?
Like, sometimes some of them cars that make it through Blizzard Bash that, you know, aren't bent really bad. Some of the ones that, you know, they have a quick heat and the other team has bad luck. And
you still get
four. Then you still get four or fix-it plates.
You still get four.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun to think about. So, you guys there? Have I still got you? Can you hear us or not?
We're here.
All right, great. Anthony Jackson.
I put you on speakerphone. I got Anthony driving right now because it's raining and he's not asleep yet. So
where are you guys at right now on your travel home?
What was that?
Where are you guys at right now on your travel home? How far? Where are you at now?
We just passed Buffalo.
Just passed Buffalo.
I think they went to New York City today, right? You guys went to New York City today?
No, we didn't make it to New York City. We stayed around Syracuse and played around there in the mall all day.
All right. Did you go to pole position? The go-kart track?
Did we go to where?
Pole position, the go-kart track.
Oh, yeah, we cut the go-kart track.
Yeah.
So Riley was on the go-kart track all afternoon.
Awesome.
It's a pretty good. It's a pretty good time. We talked about pole position a lot on the 31st lap. Quick housekeeping note: there's going to be a new podcast starting up on Finger Lakes One, going every other week, focusing on drag racing. It's coming cool. up and coming. NHRA support from Division One, which is kind of cool. We've got some sportsman division champions lined up. We've also got an opportunity to talk to a former pro stock champion and one of the guys from the Ram Chargers. Remember the ultra wheelbase cars from the 60s, the Ram Chargers?
Mm-hmm.
We got contacts with them. So in the first couple weeks of that, should be pretty entertaining. Anthony Jackson and Reg were in town for Brookfield Wheel Days. What we didn't do in the opening leg of the show was tell you who won what in the vans and trucks. Breaking Chris Case's stranglehold on the Vans division was Brandon Spurbeck. He picked up the win there, and he also got Heavy Hitter Award in that one. Jeremy Gulley coming away with the win, and Mad Dog is running the table in the truck division. In that one, it was not those pages. Guy Raymond picking up his sixth win of the year, and that combined with his second places, I think he's got 13 top two finishes. And I was one in excess of $8,000 this year. Career year for Guy.
Coin flip.
Good win. Good win for him. They called it a tie.
A lot of coin flips.
And then they coin flipped for the trophy, and Guy got to take the trophy home. But nonetheless, it was a great run by Robert Hartman to come away with a tie in that one. But Guy did some heads-up driving. You can't take anything away from him. He ran a great feature. And then Mike Green, somewhat beating the odds, I think you could say, because Chad Winnie's Imperial was awful stout, and Anthony Jackson can attest to that because that was what ended up ending his night was Chad Winnie's Imperial. Chad coming away with second place. So he's finished in the top two in at least the last three Brookfield Wheel Days. Couldn't defend the championship. Mike Green, his good friend, sealing the win away in that
one. Green he have?
He had Lincoln. He had a Lincoln. It was a good run. But you guys had a chance now to sample a little bit of New York. What were some of your thoughts, guys?
Well, we definitely come back to New York.
Yeah.
Eventually, Anthony. I was talking to Anthony about that green Imperial that Chad was driving, and all he could say was how well that car was built and how tough that front was.
Yeah, the shot that he took on the passenger side moved that door in quite a ways.
I was going to say the one that bent the C channel.
Yeah, that's why did Josh.
It took an Imperial to take out a Cadillac 500, a transmission, and shoved everything back like almost 4 inches.
Yeah.
Wow. That was on the car you guys brought out, right?
Wow.
What? Oh yeah, the holding block.
Yeah. So I told Anthony he's going to be buying me a motor and a transmission.
Yeah, there's some work to do on that motor now. I don't think there's you could use it as an anchor when you go fishing.
I think next time you guys it'll be totally
that's about all she's good for. There's a big hole on the side of her now.
Yeah.
It blew the freeze plug out with all the metal surrounding it.
You guys now are past the build learning curve, so you guys will be when you come back again it'll be a little bit more stout.
yeah, when we bring another car out, it'll be built a little bit differently and a little more ready for what we're going to see. We weren't expecting that many cars and that kind of build going on.
I still couldn't get over the car count. 172 cars, I think.
That's amazing.
Was unofficial count because we had a couple cars that pulled in that weren't on any of the entry lists. And we knew for sure there was 169. I came up with a couple that we didn't know about, which just, I mean, that's crazy. That's I think that's more than they had last year.
That's insane.
And it's been going up. It's gone up every year that I've been there. It's
crazy, crazy.
Inspection went pretty smooth for everybody. Josh said that this is the way he worded it to me, was he forgot to cut off his window bar in the back after he went through tech inspection, and they remembered to make him cut it off.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. Sometimes guys forget that stuff. Yeah. You know.
Well, I'm hoping that in the future Anthony forgets to cut a few things too.
There you go.
But yeah, inspection went smooth. I mean, I know there's been some.
I'm thinking the more I see Anthony talking to Josh, the more like Josh he really is.
That's great.
Canadian twin.
That's great.
I was looking at here. John King's just extending apologies for the struggles that we had out there. And I mean, that's how summer's gone this year. It's whatever. But I missed what you said about the Canadian twin. What now?
Josh's
Canadian twin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's at one point, there was somebody that came running across the pits, waving frantically at a guy wearing a hoodie, and had a picture of a number 21X car, and said, "Would you sign this for me?" So Anthony very deftly signed Josh's name and handed it back to him, and nobody ever knew the difference.
I was going to ask how Josh's autograph table went. Was there a long line, or did he sign a lot? Or
there was a long line on the track to get a hold of him.
Mm-hmm. He was popular on the track?
He was very popular on the track.
What car, Anthony, would you bring an Imperial back when you came back again?
Yes, Anthony would definitely bring another Imperial. That's one of his favorite cars to run. So he's just driving in the rain now, but he's shaking his head going, Imperial is the only way to go out here.
Yeah, full frame or subframe again?
He kind of took a liking to Chad's car there.
Right.
Kind of like that box. But like you said, that car was built so perfect. You know, maybe if he could get a few pointers from Chad, you know, he might play with the boxcar next time.
All you get a hold of Josh, get a hold of me. That's all you got to do. You'll have a boxcar to turn his inside out.
Whoa, careful.
No, ain't no careful about it. I know.
100%. I'm agreed with him.
Careful. I don't want Chad ready to come over the berm with his car on top of our setup.
Trying to find a boxcar for sale close to home.
Boxcar close to home.
There you go.
Yep.
It's going to be a fun one next year.
Oh, yeah.
2017 wheel days. Don't miss it.
Yep. No doubt.
What are the odds, Ben, that you would build two boxcars?
I'd build two boxcars.
One for you and one for Anthony.
It was a good time.
Yes, no, maybe.
And without everybody's help out there in the pit there, Josh's group of guys jumping all over Josh's car just to make sure that Anthony could get steering. And at the last minute, we had that guy with the welder show up.
That was the Cedar Face Racing crew that jumped all over the welding.
That was like the ultimate thing we've seen at a track somewhere.
Yep.
Ever.
Yeah, that was Mike Ritten and Cedar Face Racing that jumped all over to make sure that car got out there and fixed the steering.
Well, in the end, with the welder, I mean, Mike Ritten came through with a portable welder. I mean, them guys tried their best to plug in extension cords and everything else, but, you know, Josh never tested they had generators, but they never tested the welder on the generator. Right. So, but it don't matter.
We promised Josh we wouldn't talk about this.
every it don't matter. I told Josh, this is every show I drive to next year, I'll have my welder in the back of the truck, so they don't have to worry about it.
I'm just glad that Jerry didn't like we were joking around, like we had a power strip. Like, just plug it in there. Just plug it into that. It would have blown fuses.
No,
like
Jerry's going to unplug the extension cord. Because he joked with him.
Like, we got 100, yeah, he's looking for a 100-foot extension cord. I said, we got a 100-foot extension cord right here.
Jerry goes, okay, can I unplug it right here?
Jerry takes his work pretty serious, yeah, man. He
was pissed.
Yeah, like,
he was cursing at me and everything. I'm settle yourself down, Jerry.
Yeah.
Settle down, Jerry. You're going to give yourself your third heart attack of the year.
Now, most importantly, when everybody was working on the cars, was Josh bringing them, like, food and drinks and stuff? Or
No. Josh was giving orders. He was telling him what he wanted done, just like a Jack Roush would.
That's
which he,
good,
you know,
good.
He said, "That's
you know." It was pretty impressive about Josh when we were
Josh with the shop guys was the same way as watching Anthony with Mark and with Greg, and it's like, "Hey, why don't you guys do this?" And, you know, it's just I'm getting used to it. Apparently, every Derby shop has a Josh.
Yeah.
So Josh is up there with his wireless headset, and he's got the little receiver in his pocket, and he's pacing back and forth the length of the trailer. So 3/4 of the time, I can't hear him, and I can't see if his mouth is moving. So I'm looking at the audio thing on the screen to tell if he's talking, because Andy's yelling down to me if I'm walking on or not. And he's pacing back and forth and jamming on, talking to himself and all this other stuff. And I look over, and I'm not talking. The audio thing's not moving, and his mouth's moving. He's flipping the switch on and off and giving orders, turning it back on, not missing a beat.
Yeah.
At one point, he was kicked back. His feet were stretched out in front of him. They were crossed. He was leaning on one elbow. He had the receiver in his hand, and he'd flip it on, and he'd start talking, flip it off, and you just turn it back on, and just back and forth. The wireless headset might be the worst decision that I've ever made.
That's awesome.
I've never met anybody who described themselves as becoming more gangster over a microphone in my life.
There is always Josh Decker. Mm-hmm.
And then Josh, right over the top.
That's terrific.
But they did
just
work.
Just be happy he's not asking to wear the wireless headset on the truck, in the car.
We almost had him do that.
We almost had him do
it. Because it had signal. Check this out, right? With the wireless headset on and our other wireless microphone, as long as we kept them separate and they weren't crossing over, if the box is here and the other box is here. Okay. As long as it was right in front of us, we could run the wireless trackside interviews and the wireless headsets, and we were successful with
it. That's crazy.
So we talked Josh into wearing the headset and commentating during the Derby when he was out there on track. And it would have worked. It had reception, but then he put his helmet on, and there wasn't room between his head and the helmet for the mouthpiece. Insert the giant head joke where you will. I'm not making it.
No, but that's an awesome idea.
Yeah, we're going to have in-car reporters next year.
I talk to people when I'm on a track. Right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh yeah,
but I know how when you talk to us.
Absolutely.
I know how colorful it can get when we're just sitting amongst ourselves without a Derby present, just in this little room.
You should have been in my helmet down in New Alex.
I can only assume the tapestry of profanity that still hangs over New Alexandria, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh. Yep. No, that's
awesome.
It
would not be for the faint of heart.
No, I'm serious though. You guys. Get a hold of Josh if you're going to bring a boxcar back or whatever. Get a hold of Josh. I've got a lot of good insight on him.
Oh yeah, yes he does.
I think the last boxcar I built ran for a
couple of years,
2 to 3 years, probably about 30 runs on it.
Mm-hmm. It was straight.
I know that Anthony and myself were talking last night, but maybe we should save up some money and pull it all together and fly Ben out to Winnipeg there and have a box car sitting in the shop and sit in there for a week with Ben and say, okay, Ben, what do you want us to do?
Yeah, I'd do it.
Absolutely.
I'd do it.
And we wouldn't do it in January, that's for sure.
No.
Hey, as long as the heater works, I don't care.
As long as he's got gas and electric for the welder, that's all he needs. Don't worry about heat. He'll take care of that all by himself.
Yeah. Ben's a man. He doesn't need heat. He's fine.
No, I need some heat. I'll admit it.
They would warm it up so that the water bottles didn't freeze.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't need ice.
Well, I understand that weathers throw off a lot of heat, so you'd be okay for a while.
Yeah.
So listen, these guys are geniuses here.
No doubt.
Again, talking with Anthony and Reg as they make their way back home to Winnipeg and Manitoba. Got to be closing up on the Ohio border at this point as they took in a little bit of Central New York action at Destiny USA and checked out pole position. I can only imagine what's left of the cars at pole position.
Wax some cars.
So, also, I just wanted to make another mention of Rich King from Lincoln Davies, they let us use that gooseneck trailer, and that was one of the best vantage points that we could have asked for. We were up above it, so we could see over the berm. Andy was up above everything so that he could see without any interference.
Your camera angles were okay this time?
Camera angles were outstanding. That, you know, the grassy berm that I'm talking about? No. Opposite. You know where?
I've never been there.
Ben knows what I'm talking about. There's that camera angle that's where they tow the cars out that looks down into the track that the lighting's real good on the DVDs. Well, mm-hmm. We were going to be set up on that, but I was going to have to run a 30-foot HDMI cable through the grass and over the top of the gopher hole. And we got lucky that Lincoln Davies was there, and they brought a gooseneck trailer. And so Andy was up on top of the gooseneck shooting into the track, and we were set up on the table right next to it. We were right next to the light tree. Mm-hmm. I mean, lighting was perfect. Track angle was perfect. There really wasn't much more to ask for there other than...
Would have ran across a gopher hole, and a gopher would have came out, chewed a cable in half. That would have been the only other thing that could have went wrong for him to recover from. The
only thing that didn't go wrong. But, hey, those cables don't even cost $100 anymore.
So you should have, like, 2,000 feet of it sitting at home.
I've got 120 feet of it sitting at home.
That ain't no good.
One of them's shot. One of them's full of water.
Then if it's shot, then you...
Yeah, just shit can that.
Right, send it to Mount Trashmore.
Yep.
Or sell it on eBay.
There you go.
Slightly used.
Good as new.
1995.
Actually, the one that got rained out, I haven't even tried it to see if it had dried out enough where we could use it again. It's sitting home. You know some of them. It's the blue braided cable that's on that spool. Yeah, All those are still good.
He could give it to Jim. He could try it at the basketball
game. Jim.
He could try it at the basketball game.
Jim, this is our donation for you. Try this out. It should be awesome.
I think we gotta have Decker come up and announce a basketball game. I think he would be terrific.
Yeah, he'd have fun.
I think it would go backwards. I talked to him about coming and doing a drag race with us.
What do you say about that?
He's like, yeah, those guys seem like they like to have fun, and I'm like, yeah, you're probably right in the wheelhouse. But I think Josh, because it's high school and he doesn't necessarily have anything invested the way that he does with
Crash
Course.
No, I think he'd have fun at a basketball.
I think he'd go there and he'd be like, this kid can't even dribble.
No, he'd have fun.
Remember, you know how when he gets agitated at the derbies and he starts.
Josh gets agitated.
Yeah, but he used to play sports, so he knows.
Oh, I know. That's why I think that he'd go. I think he'd go.
Yeah, he'd be wanting to.
How do you miss a foul shot like that? It's not even the fourth quarter. Like, this kid should not be shooting from the 3-point arc. He's terrible. Like, just tell that kid to go home. Somebody substitute. Can somebody tell the coach, please, to substitute this
kid out?
I'm
here
to
tell you right now that the best thing, Josh would love the intro music, the warm up music.
Oh,
because that's right in his wheelhouse.
And you know what would happen? It would get flagged for copyright, and no one would be able to hear it.
No, you just mute the mics then.
Well, I understand.
You know that.
I do know that.
You know that.
Indeed, I do.
Now we're putting it out there to everybody that's what has to happen.
Yeah, so anybody listen to the show, if you do get radio silence, and I tell you I'm muting it because there's music playing in the arena, that's why. So that you can hear it next time. And do 3 minutes
of
silence.
You're going to miss 3 minutes of
three minutes
noise
of toe-off.
So you can get 5 hours of footage.
Or what we can do next time is if we're someplace and they're playing music.
I can start swearing.
We can go up and find the radio or the computer or whatever they're using and throw it out a window.
Well, I mean, that's. I don't think we need to do. Maybe. No. I'm not against it.
Just hit the mute button.
Just hit the dump button, right?
Yep.
Dump.
I know where it is. It's this one right here. And everybody's wondering what happened to me. And now I'm back and nobody knew the difference. Dump button. Easy to fix.
Yeah. The button he always hits when I talk.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
That's why you're Chris Marquardt and I'm not.
I haven't done that to you in a long time, though. You know why I quit doing that?
Because he said he would kill you?
No, because Mom kept calling him.
Mom. Like, when it was accidental, coming back from ad breaks and stuff like that, I would forget to bring them all back up because we would do our transitions. And she would specifically identify that Mike's. That Ben's microphone is not working. She didn't give two thoughts to Brian.
That's all my right.
But Ben's microphone was not working. And
well, I'm anxious to try out the. He tried to get me to put one of them headset mics on, and I wasn't feeling it.
So yeah, it wasn't big enough to fit my head.
No.
All right, you're honest.
No. Yeah, they're one size fits most.
Because ain't gonna be nobody sitting down. At Blizzard Bash.
No.
Everybody's going to be up, pacing, walking around. And
just slow down one second. The question that you just asked, you already know the answer to. Because Ben and I have both told you that Josh wore it for most of the night. If it fits Josh, it's got to fit your head.
I wasn't going there, but you're right.
Even Ben thought that was funny.
Yeah, that was a good one.
He wouldn't laugh out loud at fear of hurting Josh's delicate feelings, but
that was a good one. Definitely. I'm up to building a boxcar, so get with Josh.
Build one for you and one for him.
Well, if he's flying me out there to build one in his shop.
I'm not talking about his shop. I'm talking about here. I would love to see you wheel those in
the
boxcar.
You might be able to send the boxcar to Josh's and just fly Anthony out to drive it when it's ready.
Nah, send it right to Ben's house. Let's not do that. Just send it right to Ben. Yes, do that.
Josh, when Ben's done working, Josh can paint it. Josh will put a nice paint job on it, but yeah, let Ben do the hard stuff.
No, Josh is good. Josh got good bounce ideas off him all the time.
In all seriousness, we bust Josh's balls. Yeah. But Josh, when we're at a show, Josh's mind is always working about the builds. Now, unfortunately, he can't bring his ideas back here and use them for the most part, but Josh does really put a lot of time and effort into thinking about builds, and he's always asking Ben questions. So I will, though it hurts me, I will say that Josh is always thinking about building stuff when it comes to cars.
He keeps it fresh. He's bouncing questions off me all the time. That's like when we fly out to Utah, the airplane ride. Well, it'll be an informational ride.
Oh, yeah. Ben is going to be answering questions from Buffalo to Utah.
Well, I don't know. Josh would be sleeping probably.
No, as long as you can keep him awake talking about this derby stuff and he doesn't think about falling out of the sky from 38,000 feet, he'll be all right.
Oh, my God.
Chris, you're fine out by yourself. You're going to be all right.
Yeah, well, that's the scary part. He's sending Josh and I out first, and I was half asleep.
With bags.
They're
taking some of the bags with them.
I was half asleep when I got to Utah last time and waiting on Bryce, and my focus was gone. Now, when I walked out down in the rental lot, there's all sorts of awesome different vehicles to rent, so I might twist Josh's arm a little bit, so Chris might have to, like, ride in a trunk of a vet or something.
That would be so cool.
They had Hummers there. You could rent a Hummer. You could rent a vet. You could rent Camaros.
I'd go for Hellcat.
I don't think I don't have a Hellcat, but I bet you they had a Challenger.
High-powered Challenger. If they got a vet, they got to have a nice
speed limit's like 70. It's fun.
And it's mostly flat, too, really. I mean, there's speed bumps and stuff, so when they hit the speed bump at 70 miles an hour.
When you pull off the freeway or a road into the parking lot, you have to go slow. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you get a flat tire, because that's what happened to me pulling into the parking lot.
We made good time driving when we were out there, too. We were moving right along. That was an old F-150. Mm-hmm. What was an old?
I'd even take one of them. A test drive one.
You'd hear a bunch of music playing. It's really loud stereo, and those days we'd be talking back and forth about demolition derbies, and they'd forget that I was back there, and all of a sudden you hear thunk, thunk, and there was two hits. One when I hit the trunk lid, and the other one I hit the trunk floor at 80.
It's all right. You would look so cool in the trunk of a Corvette.
Thankfully, the soundboard would break my fall, and that would be no longer functional. We'd have to explain that to Johnny.
It'll all work out in the end.
Where's the nearest music store, sir? They don't sell those at Best Buy. It's fine. Pay no attention.
Perfect. It'll be safe. Everything's safe.
Yep.
So Chris, we're going to be hitting some weather. It looks like a lot of rain.
Yeah, we got to get out of here, too.
Say thanks to everybody back home, and we're all safe, and we hoping to make it there by tomorrow night or early Wednesday morning.
Well, I wish you the best on your drive. Be careful getting back there.
Absolutely.
Take your time. Slower time is certainly safer time. And we look forward to seeing you again here before too long.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. And on behalf of Anthony, myself, and Riley, and Brittany, and everybody that was here, we'd like to thank you and everybody that was out there. It was great hospitality. We appreciate it. Anthony says we'll be back.
Josh said that you guys are going to be back in New York at the end. Josh said that you guys are going to be back in New York at the end of September for New Year's Eve. Is that true?
End of September for years.
End of December, sorry.
I think Josh might have had one too many tequilas.
That's, I was wondering what he's talking about. But, in any case, you're always welcome. It'd be great to see you guys anytime you can make the trip out, and we look forward to seeing you someplace in our travels in the Midwest.
Perfect.
Well, take care, and we'll catch up with you soon. Be safe in that weather. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yes.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good run. Again. Anthony coming home with third place in the feature.
And they towed from
Manitoba,
Canada, his subframe car with a Durango. Or Aspen, Durango.
And they got all the way here, and they lost a wheel bearing at Whitney Point.
Yep, in Whitney Point, the wheel bearing went.
Wow.
Yep. Pretty lucky.
Yeah. That's crazy.
All right. Well, I know the golf show is due up tonight.
En route.
Just want to let everybody know the Fantasy League stuff's going to be coming up here this week. I talked to Candace. She's got most of her data side of it taken care of, so we'll be getting that opened up. Crash Course New Year's Eve is coming up. That's what we alluded to there with Anthony. That's coming up. We got the Shocker. The tickets are for sale on shop.smashedupbuyers.com if you want to get in on the Shocker raffle. Oh, that's clean. It's a gorgeous car.
That's stupid clean.
Mm-hmm. And then we've also got tickets for sale there as well. And then this weekend during Halloween Havoc, you can make donations to Stern Dirt Racing for. It's all going to be given over to cancer research. So all those links are right there on the storefront, shop.smashedempire.com. And I think that is going to do it for this one, episode 149 in the books. And we look forward to seeing everybody on Saturday at the Golden Spike Arena in Ogden, Utah for Halloween Havoc. Looking forward to it. That's going to do it for number 149. We'll see everybody next time. And this has been the Crash Course Podcast on Finger Lakes One.
The Crash Course Podcast is brought to you in part by DerbyParts.com. The 2015 Wadena Grand Slam. Bolt Lockwood Motorsports and the 2015 Keystone National. Sciopa Racing and SciopaRacing.com. Ultimate Derby and Blizzard Bash 2015. Demo Derby Masters. Reckless Abandoned Derby Apparel at RecklessAbandonedGear.com. And Derby Inc. Magazine. Live it, breathe it, be it, Derby Inc. This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FingerLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York.